future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from New York City. So let's get down to business. Day three at Consensus is the final day. It's a wrap. It's been a phenomenal event. We've been so privileged to be part of it. It's been, I think the word to use to describe the event is intense. The intensity of the event is something that you pick up straight away when you enter. The intensity of the people, the conversations, the level of expertise. Oh man, it was intense all over. And then the after parties really don't help with the edge, man. They don't help the morning after when you wake up. You have to go back to the busy event. But we had a great time. We want to thank everyone at Consensus for doing what they do, for organizing such a kick-ass event. And we're really looking forward to coming back next year. Today we had an amazing day. We had a private sit down with the Kadena guys. I want to give a big shout out to Will, Monica, and the rest of the team there. We were actually hooked up with those guys last night at a party downtown New York, and we had to meet them, man. So we hooked up with those guys today to hear about the token generation event. They're keeping away from the term ICO, but they were explaining the tech, they were explaining the vision, they were explaining why they do what they do, which is what we love to hear, man. We love to hear why they do what they do, the vision, the mission that they're on. I mean, rolling around Consensus today, a little bit quieter than usual, but I think everyone's absolutely shattered. I mean, the level of access you have at Consensus to all of the top guys is amazing. We bumped into Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee was kind of floating around. We saw him today. So it's interesting to hear his thought process on Bitcoin. And I love meeting people who are bullish on Bitcoin. That's my favorite thing, because I'm absolutely bullish on Bitcoin. There's a lot of negative guys out there who are not so sure about Bitcoin's future. Dude, I'm 100% of Bitcoin. We love it at SVK Crypto. We're 100% backers. We haven't sold a single Bitcoin. We haven't sold a single Satoshi. So it was great to bump into Bobby Lee and hear his views, his thoughts, and the way he rolls, man. So that's what's been happening today. Shane, you want to kind of say anything? You want to kind of add into the flavor, the pot that we're making, all the bits and bobs?
I'm going to get some booze sorted from the residence bar.
Ah, now we're talking about booze. That reminds me of last night. Let me tell you what happened last night. We were out with the Haven guys, we have Kane and Jordan. Kane's been on the podcast before, so it was great to hook up with him and the team last night. And then there's been a few little words about Snoop Dogg being in the city, and we actually ended up getting a table with the Haven guys. And Snoop Dogg was DJing for us for a couple of hours last night, man. It was absolutely crazy. The club was jumping, man. The club was jumping. And I mean, we met so many guys there. I met lots of people who listened to the podcast. I want to give a big shout out to the guys there. I want to give a big shout out to Alex. I know he's listening to tonight's show. I want to give a big shout out to Norbert, who's an absolute dude, man. He's a legend. If you're in New York, you've got to hook up with Norbert. He's in our Telegram group, SVK Space Crowd. And if you haven't already, remember to join that. That's where it all goes down. That's where all the pictures are sent. That's where all the links are sent. You've got to be in the group, man. If you're not, I don't know what you're doing in the space. Yeah, man. Day three. Great day. Great event. We're looking forward to kind of following up with all the guys that we met there, all the interesting projects that have come out. I know a lot of people are talking about DAG, what's happening with the software there. And I know a lot of projects are coming out now, and it's interesting to see how the maturity level has increased, right? So this time last year, everyone was looking at ERC-20 projects. And I think now people are kind of shunning away from investing on the Ethereum blockchain. Obviously, there's some really great projects coming out, but people are looking into new technology such as EOS, such as the guys at Kadena, for example. The NEO guys are bringing out loads of cool tech. So it's great to see new emerging technologies within the space, loads of guys implementing, building upon that, creating their own ecosystems. And it's great to witness this and watch this and see this grow the levels it does every single day. And that's what I'm thankful for. That's why I do what I do. That's why we get up every morning and work hard and kick ass at SVK Crypto.
Charles. Also, Charles, we met the guys from Genesis. We've been a client of Genesis for over about a year. They're an excellent broker in everything crypto related. The guys over there actually were telling me that their business is continuing to gain strength and strength. Genesis are more of an institutional type broker. We have found them to be very, very helpful with regards to what we're seeing flow-wise on a day-to-day basis. And they've also now found a solution to shorting Bitcoin. So if that's your game, it's certainly not my game, but if that's your game, they allow you to get a stock borrow on it or a Bitcoin borrow, and they charge you, you know, reasonable fees in order to do that. So two-way flow, and their client base is continuing to grow, which looks really amazing because these guys are a real barometer for institutional money coming into the space. So yeah, let's not forget about those. Big shout out to the guys over at Genesis.
Absolutely. Mike and the team do a great job and deliver every day, man. So it's great to see them grow in the space as well. So the event itself, we kind of left, I'd say kind of late afternoon. We headed down downtown to meet one of the team members at Bloomberg to discuss a few different things that we're working on at the minute.
Actually, hold on. Before that, don't forget about the guys from Blockchain IL.
I can't forget about my Israeli friends who are the Blockchain IL guys. We bump into these guys everywhere, whether it's in Hong Kong at Token 2049, whether it's in London, whether it's in New York. I know the guys are super active in the space. We are a big fan of the Israelis, especially all the guys from Tel Aviv. They've done Bancor. They're working on lots of cool projects at the minute. I know they're working on Zeeks. So definitely keep out for those guys. And I know they've got a party going on tonight, right? They're doing cocktails and crypto at the Haven Rooftop, New York City, 47th and West.
Yeah, they're great guys. They're super smart. And obviously, I've said this before on the podcast, it's mandatory, obviously, in Israel to join the army. A lot of the smart guys get into defense, and they all look at numerous different types of cryptography, numerous different types of hacking, numerous types of
technologies and securities, man. I mean, these guys are on the forefront of that. And I mean, they've always been super paranoid people, right? I mean, just with the history of Israel, with the history of Israel, they have been, and they're the forefront of new emerging technologies, 100%. And they're definitely the forefront of crypto at the minute, man. These guys are really, really involved. They're really embedded within their own ecosystem and the greater global decentralized crypto system itself.
So where do we go? Where do we go after that?
Oh man, we went down to a bar. We met one of the team members at Bloomberg to discuss a few different things happening. And while we were there, we actually bumped into Oliver. Oliver's one of the main founding partners of BTIG. They're an investment bank here in New York. They've got offices in Edinburgh, London, Dubai, Singapore. I mean, these guys are like embedded. I think they've got a staff of like 750 people working for them. I mean, these guys are serious players, and they're actually really bullish on crypto. So that was great to see. I mean, it was kind of a different event to one we normally go to. It was taking place at the top of a bar. Everyone was wearing a suit. I think myself and Shane were the only guys wearing t-shirts. So that was that's how we roll. You know, we're the crypto guys with our crypto tees, man, and everyone kind of knows us for it. So we're not going to be changing for no one, yeah? So we're rocking out the tees, doing what we do best, and meeting everyone there. So I want to give a big shout out to those guys. I also want to give a big shout out to my man Scott. Scott's from Triad Securities. They're another firm looking into crypto, looking how they can get in, looking for ways to position themselves in the market for when the institutions come in. And as we've said before, it's not if, it's when, how they can position themselves to benefit and help these guys enter the market, this vast amount of capital that's going to be entering into our little space, how these guys can position themselves. And most importantly for them, I guess it's all about making money, right? They haven't figured out it's about the community. So it's interesting to see how this is all going to pan out. And we always tell them, man, every time we meet a guy in the institutional world, hey, listen, dude, it's about the community. I think they're kind of starting to get it now, but we'll see how that one plays out, right? Because it's going to be interesting. Well, after that, man, what do we do? Well, back to the hotel.
Get changed, have a cocktail, and now I think what we're trying to do is plan our night's rendezvous. We're going to hook up with some of the Haven guys. We're going to hook with some of the guys from Blockchain IL. I think there's one or two cool parties as well. The guys from Hashgraph are having a little bit of a private little VIP thing I've just been invited to, so maybe we'll pop in there. And we'll just bounce around and do what we do. Go with the flow, check it out, see where we end up. I know one thing, it's going to be a late night because it's the last night.
Vibing, man. We're going to be nothing but positive vibes, running around New York City, just doing our thing, man, with a big smile on our faces and just a love for crypto. Well, listen, That's a wrap. I'm going to be giving a wrap-up of tonight to Morris, so tune in for that. Remember to like us on all of our socials. You can follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. You can watch all of our content on YouTube. We're going to be putting the consensus videos up in the next 24 to 48 hours. So that's www.youtube.com/SVK crypto. And remember, as always, hit us up on Telegram, SVK space crowd. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.